Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while if you can. Peter King on loan from NBC, Football Night in America will join us. Ray Allen, one of the great shooters of all time, Hall of Famer, and apparently the Cold War with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce is over after a decade. You know, sometimes you have a feud. It's like if you have an argument with your wife and then you forget, like, why are you mad at each other? Like, what are we mad at each other about? Well, you didn't want to put the milk back in the refrigerator. Oh, okay. And that's why we were mad at each other for a week? Yes. Okay. I don't know what happened 10 years ago other than Ray Allen decided that he was going to leave and go to the Miami Heat, and Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce took that personally. So, apparently, the thaw is beginning between those three. Got a little hug there as they retired Kevin Garnett's jersey, and Ray was there. You know, Ray, to his credit, he shows up, and he doesn't cause any problems with this, that it's more Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce that you left us. Rajon Rondo also involved in that as well. Yes, Todd?
And Ray said he wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. He didn't know how he didn't want to ruin Kevin Garnett's big night.
What was that delivery?
I'm not hearing it. I don't know.
All right.
Content was good. If you can get past the orthodontic sounds and saliva.
No, I didn't hear it. I mean, I didn't know what you said.
Ray Allen had suggested that he wasn't sure if he was going to show up on Saturday night.
Marvin, would you see if Tyler can clip that? We'll play it back for Todd so you can hear what we hear. Yes, Paul.
No offense to anyone who has a retainer. When I was in grade school and someone sitting next to me...
But Todd doesn't have a retainer.
Right. It sounds like a young person who has a retainer in. No offense.
I'll have to practice my speaking. I don't know how else to address that.
Okay. Seton, you okay back there?
Yeah. Yeah. I just... You know, you just hear it and you know what's coming and you're like, oh God, is this going to be the next 3 minutes or 3 hours?
No, just a couple of minutes. That's all. That's just... 877-877-877. No, it's not.
Not necessary.
No, that was accidental. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Say good morning to Chat Row. Also, Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country. Yes, Eaton.
How would you like a update on the poll question, Dan, from Hour 1?
Sure.
Next season, Deshaun Watson plays 4. Do you want to guess who's winning? Your options are, I threw in the Texans. Texans, Seahawks,
that ain't happening.
Eagles, Browns, Saints, Panthers, other.
All right, do we want to make a prediction? So we made a prediction last week with Aaron Rodgers. 2 hours later, he stayed in Green Bay. Todd, I'll let you go first. Deshaun Watson is playing where this upcoming season?
New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Good call. Okay. Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to say the Panthers.
All right. Marvin.
Seton took mine. Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers. Okay. Paulie.
Absolutely the Saints.
Okay. Absolutely the Saints.
Yeah. It makes so much sense for both sides.
Okay. I was going to say Carolina because if they, but then do they keep Christian McCaffrey? I would think if you bring in Deshaun Watson, you want to keep Christian McCaffrey. That owner is desperate for a quarterback, and he thought he had one in Sam Darnold. It's just the Saints feel like they're really close. I'm going to go Saints. I'm going to go Saints. Yes, Paulie.
Part two of the question. Who is he playing for week one? Team? Nobody. You know what I mean? Is he playing week one?
Is that like a commissioner's exempt list situation?
Not which roster will be on. Which will he be on the field week one?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Who's leading the poll question?
Right now, we've got 37% Panthers, followed by the Saints, and then Browns actually at 19%. Yeah. After that, it really drops off.
I mean, it would be wild if he went to the Browns, considering what you have with Baker Mayfield. Coming off surgery, what happens to Baker Mayfield? Yeah, Seton.
But if you're the Browns, it feels like you chose Baker Mayfield over Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
So then how could you move on from him the very next season?
Well, you don't have Jarvis Landry either. So you bring in Amari Cooper. Like, I don't understand this, that you brought in OBJ. I didn't like the move. I love Jarvis Landry. And now Jarvis Landry, I think, is a 6-time Pro Bowler. He's gone. And now you bring in Amari Cooper. You trade for Amari Cooper. I'm not quite sure of the strategy with the Browns, but Baker doesn't take too kindly to these kind of things, or that he should be benched, or he shouldn't be playing, or he's holding the Browns back. Now you're going to talk to Deshaun Watson? It's one of those that you can't walk it back. Like, it's done. Now it's a slight. We'll talk to Peter King about this. He'll join us coming up. You know, big spending in NFL free agency is nothing new. And sometimes I go back a couple of years ago where we looked at the New York Giants and they loaded up on their defense. Olivier Vernon. I just remember they had like 4 or 5 guys, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, they won the offseason. They won free agency. And then we realized the Giants weren't any good. I thought the Jags did a really good job. They signed a couple of, you get a lineman, a couple of wide receivers there. You got a quarterback on a rookie contract. You know, the Bengals, I thought the Bengals did pretty well. They signed their defensive end, Trey Hendrickson. He had 14 sacks, helping the Bengals. They also get a right guard, Alex Kappa. He was a Pro Bowl alternate. I thought that was great. They got Ted Karras. He was one of the top 10 guards in pass blocking efficiency. You got that. I mean, that's what I keep saying about, you can invest $100 million in your quarterback, but if you're investing nickels and dimes into your offensive line, you're going to have an Andrew Luck situation. But the Bengals, you got to protect your quarterback, and it looks like they've done a pretty good job there. Yeah, Paul?
And doesn't it seem like this is the Bengals' first time in their history that they've been attractive to free agents? If I'm a team that wants to, a guy who wants to compete,
sure,
it seems like a nice place to live. All that low cost of living.
Yeah,
the Bengals have never been the place where you're like, ooh, I wouldn't mind playing there. I've got a chance to compete every year.
Yeah, I don't know if you go back in time, and I think I brought this up recently. How many free agents have gone out of their way to want to sign with Cincinnati. Well, now you have this quarterback, and you know, you got a team that went to the Super Bowl. Now, maybe it was a fluke, but you still have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And you start with those two, and you got a chance. And that's all you need in the NFL. You got your quarterback, you got a chance. Tom Brady's return means that we get some incredible quarterback showdowns. He's going to face Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott. Pretty impressive list there. But that's where you look at this uphill battle of, if the Saints happen to get Deshaun Watson, then all of a sudden the NFC South changes. And Brady, with that schedule there, you know, it's not a foregone conclusion that you're going to be even hosting a playoff game, because that seems like pretty tough sledding for him. All right, let's see, a couple of things. I mentioned NFL free agency day one, Deshaun Watson talking to the Cleveland Browns today. He's also got, he's going to be deposed for these civil lawsuits today. Steelers get Mitchell Trubisky. I like the move. Karl Anthony Towns dropped 60 points last night, and the Lakers have lost 8 of 10. I'm trying to figure out, you know, with Karl Anthony Towns, and those are big numbers, but he's put up 56 before. He scored 32 in the third quarter. Highest scoring quarter in the NBA since Kevin Love had 34 in the first quarter back in 2016. The last time somebody had at least 60 points and 17 rebounds in a game was Shaq back in 2000. He had 61 and 23. Minnesota, by the way, did beat the San Antonio Spurs. Yes, Marv. You would have played the stat of the day music there.
I was going to, but you kept going. Okay. So you were saying for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Should I play that now for you?
Now you can do it. Now. There you go.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Top. You got career stats for Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, in his second year in the league, Dan, 16 and 17, he was averaging 25 points, 12 and a half rebounds. So he's always been a scorer, but he's only played in 5 playoff games in his career, and those playoff games were in 2018.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any postseason runner attention.
Well, I don't even know if he's the best player on his own team, because Anthony Edwards is awesome. But, you know, Minnesota is, you know, maybe we're starting to see something here. Maybe. Because they do have some talent there. Does anybody know the name of the Minnesota Timberwolves coach? Yeah, Paulie?
I'm sure it's not. Eric Musselman's probably somewhere else, like Nevada.
He's still in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's a good guess, though.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Seton?
Phil Harvey.
It's sort of like that.
Okay.
Even though there is no Phil Harvey.
Yeah, I just made up that name on the spot.
Is it Chad Finch?
You're making that up.
I could you check and see? Because sometimes I will go out of my way to watch the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yes, Todd.
Is that like one of those old Hill coaches, Brian Hill or Bob Hill? Did they give him another chance? I didn't make that sound again.
You just did.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yes, you do. Yes, Paul.
I guess a gentleman named Chris Finch coaches the Timberwolves.
Chris Finch.
Congratulations.
Chris Finch. Okay.
He's been there since 2021.
Yes.
A long time.
Right, he
Chris.
Might be coach of the year. Chris Finch. How can you not like a Finch?
Dan, he's from Cambridge, Ohio. Is that your area?
I think it's around Zanesville, maybe.
All right.
Yeah. So, Karl Anthony Towns scored 60 points. But now it's to the point where you're like, Trae Young had 47 or Steph had whatever he. It's become easier to score a lot. It feels like if you're a good player, great player, you can put up these kind of numbers every single night. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, defense, lack thereof, the 3-point shot, teams buying into that 3-point shot. You know, but Karl Anthony Towns is a good 3-point shooter. I mean, he takes great pride in his ability to shoot. He might be the most unathletic guy to ever score 60 points.
Like, wow.
But I know. That's mean-spirited.
Is that a compliment in any way?
He did score 60. But if you watch Carl Anthony Towns run up and down the floor, I feel bad for him. I feel like he's laboring to get up.
It's very tight.
Remember when Dirk Nowitzki in his last year, and you're like, oh, Dirk, man, you are. I can't say you're slowing down. You're just slow. Yeah, Paul.
Least athletic player who scored 60, Carl Anthony Towns, appearing. Larry Bird scored 60, his career high. Who appears less athletic?
Carl Anthony Towns.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns looks like Herman Munster if he was running.
Wow.
It looks like it hurts him when he runs. Definitely Carl Anthony Towns. All right. We mentioned last hour, do NFL teams have fight songs? Because I thought, you know, we were excited about Mitchell Trubisky and we were going to play the Steeler fight song. And then I go, I don't even know if they have a fight song. What is the Steeler fight song?
Well, unofficially, you know how like University of Wisconsin going into the fourth quarter, they play Jump Around? The Steelers for a while now have been playing a song. I always call it a classic rock song. Maybe not a classic song. I think I could give you 1,000 guesses and you wouldn't guess.
And it's a classic rock song?
It was very popular at the time. It's from a band that was very popular at the time. Now is not, history has not been kind to this band. Late 70s, you probably played it a lot when you're FM DJing.
All right.
Chicago rock band.
Styx?
Yes.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Renegade. By Styx.
Lawman is putting an end to my running and I'm so far from my home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Let's kick it up a little bit here, boys.
Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
Now we mean business. Yeah! Come on! Come on, Mitchell! Woo! All right. Would that song be better if they started right at when it kicks in? Because it's really the...
Feels like you kind of need the build a little bit.
Yeah, Paul.
I know Styx very well. They lead the league in long ramp-ups. Remember that song, Come Sail Away? Come Sail Away takes like a minute and a half to get to the post.
They couldn't possibly have longer lead-ups than Rush. That's not... Rush has 7 different riffs just to start the song.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's tough. I wonder if it just... If you just kicked it in like that. Yeah, Marv.
But like even like Phil Collins in the Air Tonight, you have to play... Everything right. Up until the build-up to the drums.
No, I'm okay with that because there's a little bit of suspense there with Phil Collins. You can, but it's not a voice that is the build-up.
Did you just hear that harmony? Yeah. Oh, something, yeah. Oh, shoot.
Thank you. Yeah, Seton.
And even Phil Collins in the Air Tonight, even after the drums, it didn't really kick in.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
It kind of starts and then it goes, doo, 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 mm, mm, eh. That's about as kicked in as it gets. I mean, I'm not...
Yeah, Paulie.
It could be blasphemous in some communities.
Yeah. I love Marvin's attempt at singing Styx. Have you ever heard of Styx, Marvin?
I heard of that song. I think it was in Billy Madison.
Oh.
I heard the song.
Okay. All right. Did they do Lady as well?
Lady is in Old School during the... I think Lady by Styx is playing in the wedding scene in Old School. I know that.
They have a song called Lady and a song called Babe, don't they?
Oh, yeah, Babe, I'm Leaving. Yeah.
Babe, I'm Leaving.
Yeah, I know. That was not good. Let me take a break.
I danced with Melissa Nussbaum in 8th grade to Babe, I'm Leaving. It was a great night for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How about for her?
Not so much. That's how it usually worked out.
Save room for the Lord.
Always.
Always.
Yeah, always got to leave a little for the
now
Holy
when
Spirit.
Styx is playing, though.
Damn, I hated that. When the nun would come up and save room for the Lord. And I'd say, what's the Lord's size? I need to, like, I got to figure this out here. Help us out. Help a brother out here, sister. All right, let's take a break. Peter King will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Everybody says they're number one. In the golfing business, oh, we got the number one this, we got it. Nobody argues this. Odyssey has the number one putter in golf. Just does. And there's substance behind that. Number one putter on every major tour in 2021. Number one worldwide in wins. The last 37 major championships across PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tour, more pros played an Odyssey putter in those majors. More pros won majors in 2021 with an Odyssey putter. It's just the facts, man. And it's great that to be affiliated with great products. Like, you know, Callaway Golf and Odyssey. You know, Callaway, as we've been telling you about, all the great things, that new Rogue driver, their irons, and they have the Odyssey putter. Try Hot 5K, TRI Hot 5K. It's a classic blade, the forgiveness of a mallet, which doesn't even make sense, doesn't even seem like it's possible. Best players in the world rely on Odyssey when it matters the most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you can enter our bracket challenge. You got the perfect bracket, and you'll win $1 million. So Traeger stepped up, got a grill to give away, Link Soul gift card, Callaway driver, Panini Illusions football mega box with their trading cards, and it's all made possible thanks to our great sponsors, danpatrick.com. Sign up for the newsletter, enter, get info, and all the rules. He's the popular Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist, and, of course, contributor to Football Night in America. Day one of free agency. Who stood out, good or bad, Pete?
I think the Los Angeles Chargers have virtually remade their team in the last 7 days, signing Mike Williams to a big deal. So they keep, Justin Herbert's really become his favorite receiver. Then they go out and trade for Khalil Mack, who none of us really know how much he has left. But clearly at age 31, he becomes the piece that kind of Von Miller became for Aaron Donald in with the Rams. And then they go out and they get the best corner on the market. J.C. Jackson has got more interceptions than anybody in the last 4 years in the NFL. And they get Sebastian Joseph Data as a space eater in the middle of their defensive line. What the Chargers said in essence was what Brandon Staley told me at the scouting combine: we are going to become a deep team. And that's what they are becoming right now. When he was the defensive coordinator of the Rams 2 years ago, he had a lot more depth on his side of the ball. And that is what, in my opinion, this early portion of free agency in the Mac trade does to the Chargers. They've been the most aggressive and most impressive team so far.
I thought the Jags made some moves. The Bengals made some moves, shored up the offensive line. Is there maybe that big weapon still out there that you could that you think some teams are going to be fighting over?
I don't think so, Dan. I think that this is probably the sanest first 24 hours of the free agent signing period that I've seen in a long time, because there are still some very good players out there. There's a cornerback, Darius Williams, who a year ago was probably a top five corner in the NFL. He's still very highly regarded. He's young. He's waiting to strike it rich. So there are players who the NFL is saying, we like you, but we're not going to pay a ransom for you. There are very few ransoms this year as opposed to last year in the first 24 hours.
Do you like what the Steelers did or the Commanders did at quarterback more?
Mike Florio had a great line about Carson Wentz, is that finally he has been kicked out of the house. You know, he came into the NFL and there was, you know, his two most important guys were Doug Peterson and Frank Reich. Well, Doug Peterson, benched him, and the Eagles divorced him. And then he went to his safe haven, Frank Reich. Well, after 1 year, that's over. Now he goes to where nobody knows him. And he basically has got to convince everybody, hey, I am still the quarterback you saw in 2017 before I suffered this knee injury. And I think mentally this is the best thing for him. He's been thrown out by the two people who like him, have liked him the most in the NFL. Now, I probably like Washington a little bit more than Pittsburgh because we still are not convinced at all that Mitchell Trubisky is a good NFL quarterback. And he benefited. I mean, Dan, he benefited greatly by not playing last year. So think about that. He played for Brian Daboll and Sean McDermott, but he never played. So the point is, he looked great in practice. So what? What does that mean? We still don't know. The thing I like about this from the Steelers point of view is, let's say he has two great years, the next 2 years, and proves that he's the successor to Ben Roethlisberger. His contract maxes out at $27 million over 2 years. He's still going to be incredibly cheap. Yeah. So the way I look at this is, I think the Steelers did a smart thing. I just still have no idea if Mitchell Trubisky's really any good.
Tom Brady retiring or unretiring more surprising to you?
Oh, probably about equal, because I think we all knew that there was a good chance he was going to come back. And now that we saw how he came back, you know, Dan, he had to come back. If he was going to come back, he had to come back by Sunday. Now, with some hindsight, we understand he wanted Ryan Jensen badly. I think if you look at the guys who he really wants back, it's Ryan Jensen, Rob Gronkowski. Those to me,
Chris Godwin,
are one and one A, and then comes Chris Godwin. But Ryan Jensen is the most important to him because he's already lost, you know, a Pro Bowl guard in Ali Marpet, who was not coming back. He's retired. And then he knew they were going to lose Alex Kappa to free agency. He could not come back to a totally denuded interior offensive line. And when you look at what Ryan Jensen meant to him, he's got a little S streak to him, you know, where, you know, he's not a friendly guy out there. That's what Brady wants when he's in the middle of these, you know, these little battles he's having. And so I think it was really important that he gets him back. So Tom Brady Sunday told the Bucs, you better get Ryan Jensen back. And then he told Ryan Jensen, look, I'm fighting for you. Don't agree anywhere else before, you know, you get absolutely as far down the road as you can with the Bucs. Sunday night at 11 o'clock, his agent, Mike McCartney, you know, tweets that this deal is done. That was crucial. But I think in general, I don't think this is that complicated, Dan. Jim Gray told me on Sunday night, essentially, Tom Brady doesn't want to be watching TV in September and look at the TV and said, I'm as good or better than any of these guys.
Michael Jordan still watches NBA games, Peter, and probably thinks the same thing.
Hey, Joe Theismann thought it until maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're right about that. I'm sure Michael Jordan. Hey, look, Michael Jordan could go out right now on a given night and score 20. We're all convinced of that. But the question is, what does that mean? The difference is that Tom Brady last year had his most productive year, you know, statistically since the Randy Moss year in 2007. He did that at 44. Dan, one of the other guys who knows Tom Brady very well told me yesterday, said, here's the other thing about Brady that people have to realize. Nothing hurts. He's not in any pain. Last year, a year ago, he had to have that surgery with Neil Elitrosh to repair his knee. And so he had to go through a bunch of rehab in the offseason. Right now, no surgery, no rehab. Arm doesn't hurt. Shoulder doesn't hurt. Knee doesn't hurt. He's fine. So, you know, he still really loves doing this more than anything else. As long as his family's okay with it, and they appear to be very okay with it, why not?
He's Peter King, the must-read column every Monday morning, football morning in America. What do you make of the Aaron Rodgers contract details there that $150 million over the next 3 years with the first 2 years fully guaranteed?
You know, I think what it said to me was, so it's going to be very hard for Aaron Rodgers to walk away after 1 year, clearly. And when I read that and look at that, I look and say, okay, mentally, Aaron Rodgers says, I'm playing the next 2 years. That's what I think. And the only thing about this, Dan, that to me is a little bit troubling for the Packers is that they have to sign Devontae Adams. And you know, I don't take what he said yesterday, which is I'm not playing for the franchise tag. I don't take that all that seriously. But I think what the Packers probably should do is sign Devontae Adams to a four-year or five-year contract. But with these kind of dead years at the end, the phony years where you know there's a good chance that's going to be it. When I look and see Rodgers' contract, the one thing I say is he's on that team for the next 2 years. Devontae Adams has his godfather for the next 2 years. So he's going to make a lot of money the next 2 years. And are the Packers going to be okay enough by pushing a lot of money into the future to make sure that they have Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams through the last game of 2023?
What are the Browns doing by talking to, interviewing, flirting with Deshaun Watson?
I mean, I think they sit here right now and think at best there's a 50-50 chance that Baker Mayfield's our guy long term. Maybe some people in the organization think it's 60-40, that a healthy Baker Mayfield is going to be good enough for them to contend to go deep into the playoffs next year. But probably what they're thinking is, here's a guy who, if we can withstand the storm of everything that's going to come at Deshaun Watson in these civil suits for the next year or so, if we can withstand that, if we can withstand a lot of our customers being supremely ticked off that the billboard of our franchise is going to be a guy who currently is being accused by 22 women of sexual impropriety. Dan, I just think, you know, everybody is saying, oh, let's go get Deshaun Watson. I mean, this is not gone away. Criminally, it's gone away for the time being, probably forever. But how about in the court of public opinion and in the court of civil legalities? He really still, this is not over. And so I just think you have to have a certain belief in Deshaun Watson. I talked to one general manager over the weekend, not Cleveland, but talked to one general manager over the weekend who asked me, which tells me everything you need to know. And I don't think he's going to end up going to this team, but how many of those 22 cases do you think go forward and are serious? So, you know, it's clear that NFL decision makers want this to go away and believe that at one point it will go away. And we'll see if it does.
Thank you, Pete. Great to talk to you again. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
That's Peter King, Football Morning in America. Must read column by Pete. A couple of phone calls. Ted in Tampa. Hey, Ted, what's on your mind today? Hey, Ted.
Good morning, Dan. I've got a great poll question here.
Oh, okay.
With Brady coming back, who suffers the greatest collateral damage? A, the teams that thought they were going to get Gronkowski. B, the teams that thought they could get Ryan Jensen. Or C, all of the quarterbacks who thought they were going to be able to come to Tampa.
Well, thank you, Ted. I don't know how many quarterbacks were coming to Tampa. I would probably say if I'm an NFC team that I thought that I was not going to have to worry about Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. You know, I'd be worrying about the Rams, Packers, Cowboys, maybe another team in there. But now you got to worry about Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. I would say that would – I mean, Ryan Jensen's a good player, and Brady losing a couple offensive linemen, one to retirement, one going to the Bengals, and having Ryan Jensen there is really important. Let's see. Joe in Wisconsin. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Doopy.
Hey, bud.
5'10", 159. All right. I'm limping in here. I heard Florio in the first hour kind of negotiating a little penalty, and I was out shoveling snow and called in and wagered against Seton Packers of the field for a partially nude snow angel. We've had a little light snow here in Wisconsin, so wondering if there's anything I can do besides the snow angel, because very little snow to be found.
Well, first of all, what's partially nude mean? Does that mean topless?
You know, it was open for debate.
Yeah, Seton.
I do appreciate that the snow angel part of the bet was what was being, you know, sort of up for debate right now. The partially nude thing is still very much cleared to go. I would say partially nude, by the way, is like down to your underwear.
Yeah.
I care.
Joe, you said you would do a snow angel. Like, what part of snow and angel are you trying to get rid of here? Yeah, Seton.
What if we did
Well, we don't have any snow.
Okay.
But I bet the water is still pretty cold. Could always do some kind of like polar plunge kind of thing if you want to.
Yeah, but I can't lose Joe. I can't be.
Do we need a waiver signed for that or something?
Yeah. Like, what happened to Joe? Oh, he had a bet with the Dan Patrick Show. God rest his soul. Yeah, Paulie.
I think we could go on without him. If we had to, we could buckle down.
You think we could move
on
without Joe?
A couple more years.
Okay.
He'd be missed. Thoughts and prayers.
How about, you know, if you can't, there's no more snow up there?
I mean, there's some really dirty, crunchy, icy stuff. I mean, I'd be willing to go bloodbath.
That is good TV, Joe. I mean, this is about content. Why don't you think of the audience here and stop thinking about yourself and your health?
That's true. I'm just, it's content. I'm with you. I'll get bloodied up for the gang and have something sent your way.
See, that's what we like to hear. That's when you give back. And Joe, make sure you let Tyler know you're going to send the video to us. We'll put it out there on social media with the show.
Yeah, I'll do that. And we watched that Ali Wong special on Netflix the other night. Whew, don't want to watch that one with your mom, DP.
Okay. Well, Ali Wong? I guess stand-up comedian? I'm not quite sure. I did watch Taylor... Oh, what's her last name? Tomlinson? That's a Netflix special. Very funny. Very, very funny. I read a review of it, and then I watched, and it lived up. It lived up to the billing. Very, very good. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. And somebody's turning down the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't even want to be on the ballot. And this person should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Merch Madness. Go to danpatrick.com. We have the new Never Say Never creamsicle color t-shirt there. Some basketball t-shirts as well for the upcoming March Madness. Also, the baseball season. Got some great t-shirts there. Go to danpatrick.com. Here's the Raptors radio network with a message to LeBron James last night.
And in the midst of all this,
now he's trying to explain what happened. Now, if that happened to him, he's just frustrated.
Oh, big time.
LeBron, your team stinks. That's all there is to it right now.
All right. But he was at least hustling there. Now, were those the Raptors or were those the Wizards announcers? Yes, Eden.
Because that wasn't a basketball play.
What, when he was going for a loose ball?
Going out of bounds and...
No, you throw it off your opponent.
You do throw it off your opponent, but not usually the opponent who's laying down. And you normally don't, like, fire it at him like that. That felt more, way more like a frustration play than a basketball play.
Oh, I'm sure that there was frustration, absolutely, because he thought he got fouled on the play. But
or just because this season's been terribly frustrating.
Yes. But he's played well for the most part. I mean, and I said that this is going to happen as they continue to play poorly. He was going to continue to talk about his stats. You know, now he's the first with 10K in rebounds, points, and assists. And now we're, you know, inching closer to Karl Malone. You know, if there's nothing else to talk about, might as well talk about that. But, you know, LeBron scoring 30. It's the plus minus is minus 21. And he's not even faking it like he cares about defense. I was pretty good at faking defense, like false hustle. I mean, it's an art that I crafted over the years. So, I'm hustling so much. Yes, Marv.
Now, were you the king of as soon as you scored? Hey, get back on deck.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, grab ball. Get ball. Let's go.
I was. Nobody wants to play defense more than the guy who just scored.
Fact, accurate.
Yes. You hit a jumper. You're like, you pick him up. Let's go. Come on. Meanwhile, if you miss the shot, you don't say anything. You're like, damn. All right. Here's the story. Dolly Parton says that she's extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but she doesn't feel that she's earned that right. She must respectfully bow out. She doesn't want to take votes away from other candidates. She says that her husband is a total rock and roll freak, has always encouraged me to do a rock and roll album. I wish all the nominees good luck. Thank you again for the compliment. Rock on. Now, is she in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
She
has
is.
To be.
Yeah, yeah. She was inducted in 1999.
Okay. But, you know, we've talked about this before. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's not about rock and roll. It's about music. But they call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cleveland, home of rock and roll. And so you kind of put that umbrella up, and Dolly probably saying, look, I'm not a rock and roll artist. And she's not. Yeah, Paulie.
That said, if you go to the Billboard charts, not the Billboard country charts, the Billboard charts, she's had 2 number one hits. She's had 26 songs in her career that have been on the Billboard charts. Again, not the country charts. Islands in the Stream with Kenny Rogers, 9 to 5, Here You Come Again, many other songs.
Well, no, she has the resume to be in the Hall of Fame. She just doesn't consider herself. She's going by the letter of, not the law, but Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not a rock and roller. But then you have other artists who are in there. You know, rap groups are in there. They're not rock and roll. Should you change the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the name of it? And I know that, you know, Dolly's being humble here. But I would love to see her in the Hall of Fame. Yes, he.
Well, then, does there need to be a Music Hall of Fame and then a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
It feels like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the biggest of the Music Halls of Fame. And country has its niche. And
yeah. I don't know. I mean, it feels like she's being overly humble here, but I would love to see her in the Hall of Fame. I'd love to hear the speech there. I'd love to hear when the other artists get on stage with her and perform with her. And she's a great ambassador, but says doesn't want to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. Paul, Fritzy called for Dolly Parton.
We did. We invited her yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully right. She would do something.
That'd be nice. What are the odds? The commissioner of the NFL or Dolly Parton?
Definitely Dolly Parton.
I have a better shot with Dolly Parton. But I'd rather have Dolly Parton than I would the commissioner of the NFL.
Or same.
Dolly Parton as commissioner of the NFL. That's what I mean.
Yeah. All right. Update the poll results there, Seton. I don't even know if I asked you this past hour.
Right now, Dan, 33% of the audience think Deshaun Watson is playing for the Panthers next year. Saints making a strong showing, and then the Browns looking pretty good after
that. Okay. Final hour coming up on this Tuesday. Ray Allen will join us. Had a great moment. Kevin Garnett gets his jersey retired, and Ray was there and went out and got a big hug. Paul Pierce joined him. Everything's good, right? We'll talk to Ray. He'll join us coming up. One more item, close out hour two. College hoops fans, join the action on the court. The biggest tournament of the year with DraftKings Sportsbook. You can turn your team's victory into a big victory. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. It's that simple. They win, you win. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, you can still join the college hoop action with DraftKings Pools. Everyone can play in these free pools all March long for a shot at a share of over $250,000 in prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. Bet $5 on any college basketball team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. They win, you win. Promo code Patrick. This week, DraftKings Sportsbook. Have to be at least 21 years of age, and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Void where prohibited. Minimum $5 deposit. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. 800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8. HOPE-NY.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.